You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Getting ready. NFL finds a way to just dominate the entire calendar year, don't it? Got the schedules coming out on Wednesday, 8 o'clock, 14th Ravens rookie camp. 3 days, 14th through the 16th, it begins. And people are already starting to talk about the impact of these rookies, especially Rashad Bateman. Now, we know the tremendous year that Justin Jefferson had in Minnesota. He had a phenomenal year. But a guy was drafted in the first round, number 21 overall by TCU, Jalen Reagor. Reagor had 31 catches, 396 yards, just under 13 yards a catch, and one touchdown. That was not good enough for a team that needed a playmaking wide receiver. And he just was not that guy. So my question is this, Jeremy. Will Bateman be more Jefferson or Reagor?
Well, I think he'll be closer to Jefferson. I don't know that he is Jefferson, but you know, you talk about the ability and what that kid did coming in. And also, he went to an offense where they're going to throw the ball quite a bit more than what the Ravens would. Mm-hmm. But he showed that he deserved to get those targets early on in the season. You could see the talent. Yeah. He was my favorite player in last year's draft, and I said it over and over again that I think Justin Jefferson's going to be a superstar. And I thought he was definitely going to the Eagles, but they just viewed him as a slot receiver and moved on to Reagor, and they wanted more speed. And Reagor still may end up being good. But the only reason I'm not like all in saying, oh, he's going to be Jefferson. It's because I think Bateman's
different.
Yeah, he's a totally different receiver in a totally different offense.
Exactly. Now that's good. Now I'm glad
I think he's closer
that.
To Michael Thomas. Like we had one guest say, like, and I don't mean like body size, ability. He's not extremely fast. He makes plays like he does. Sorry.
Well, in your opinion, will Rashad Bateman be productive as a rookie wide receiver?
I believe so. Actually, Hey, I'm Catholic. We take leaps of faith here. So I am going to say yes.
Conveniently Catholic. You notice that? He is a conveniently Catholic. When it's time to confess.
We all are. We're all MP Catholics. All of us. Palm Sunday and Easter and Christmas. No, I think he will be. I'm very optimistic with this one because all the things I've heard from different people, like, he sounds like he's ready. He sounds like something they need. Great route. I mean, one of the hardest things it seems that we've been able to – that's escaped us or eluded us is some of the runs really good routes. It's been an issue. If he does, and everyone has said that about him, that this incredible, incredibly precise routes, good strong hands. I mean, what more can you ask for? So, yeah, I'm hoping he makes an impact year one.
Jeremy, in your opinion, is he the most important rookie coming into a rookie year on the Ravens offense in quite some time?
I think so.
Because Lamar wasn't a significant coming into it. Last year, the running back,
J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins wasn't significant coming into it. Yeah, they ended up being important. The expectations going into the season wasn't as high, in my opinion, as Bateman's.
100%. I think you're so accurate with this because everybody's been screaming for receiver, even when they got Hollywood. And then even when Hollywood's here, you find out it's like, hey, we still need someone else because of, you know, his skill set. And, you know, I saw this thing saying that, you know, you start looking at fantasy production, that Hollywood's numbers. I don't think anything changes for Hollywood adding Bateman. He's still the same player. He's still going to get the big targets down the field. No. Hopefully they still use him in the same capacity. You're hoping Bateman comes in and replaces. Maybe he's getting some of those catches Willie Steed was getting. Maybe he's getting, you know, more of the targets on the outside that was going to some of the running backs or tight ends or whatever. But, you know, you're hoping this guy gets his seven targets a game, makes his six catches or whatever it may be. And shows out because I think there's ability there. But you're right, Rob. There's expectations with him coming in because he comes to a team that's hoping to win a Super Bowl that says they're missing a piece, and he's the piece that they drafted.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I think he's more important.
Yeah. I mean, I think he is very important. I think I don't want to speak, you know, hyperbole or anything like that, Ed, say, well, the success of the season hangs on Rashad Bateman. I don't want to say that, but I do believe that the success, his success, will be a big part of whether or not the Ravens can advance to the postseason.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I think his success will determine if they win multiple postseason games in advance, like, you know, instead of one and done, or they win one and they're out. Because this is a good football team. This is an 11-win team with, you know, people returning for the most part.
Yeah.
So his addition could just fill that gap that we haven't had, so that he may be the one that gets you over the hump. But, I mean, it was a good football team before.
Very good football team before. We'll see. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Want to hear from you, Baltimore. You can text us on that number, or you can even hit us up on Twitter at 1057TheFan. Both opinions. Number one, do you think Rashad Bateman will be successful in 2021? That's number one. Number two, how important will his success be for the Ravens in advancing in the postseason? I think if Bateman is what you and I believe he's going to be, I think that everybody else will fall in line and experience more success than they had last year, Jeremy.
Yeah, no, I do. I think the guys will still have – again, the only issue is the offense, right? It how many times – if you throw it 25 times a game, if you average that, you have to look at it and realize there's only so many pieces of that pie that can go around of who's getting the targets. If this team is successful, Rob, if they're winning games, the targets are going to go down because they're going to be running the ball more. It's a matter of math. You have to look at the numbers. Now, if they're in a bunch of competitive games, maybe we see them throw it a little bit more.
Yeah, let's hope so.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.